The Outlet, the voice of Central.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I chat with Tamer Ali, the newly appointed chair for Zone 6 at Local Government New Zealand. We talk about how this opportunity came about, what the role is, and the responsibilities it entails. From advocating for Central's interests to leveraging her experience as a former police officer, Tamer shares insights into her vision for fostering the right kind of growth in the region.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the voice of Central.
Hi, Tamer. Welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to talk about your new role that's at Local Government New Zealand. You're the chair of Zone 6. So, can you please explain a bit how this opportunity came about and what the position involves?
The chair roles at the beginning of each term. So once everybody is sitting in their new hot seats around the elected members table, all of the councils within a zone, so there are six zones in New Zealand, get together, and the mayors and the chairs, depending on if they're a regional council or a district council, choose a person to represent them as their Zone 6 representative or Zone 5 or whichever zone it's going to be. Now, that was done at the end of the last election that we had, and Brian Cadogan has been fulfilling the role in a very fantastic way and over this time. But Brian has advised people that he is in his last term as mayor, and as part of that, he's kind of looking to, I guess, clear the decks a little bit and create some space for the role that he's doing, which is a pretty big one. So that was how the opportunity came up, and that there was a vacant role for the rest of this term.
And can you explain a bit about what Local Government New Zealand actually does?
So Local Government New Zealand are effectively a membership group for councils in New Zealand. They're a bit of an organisation that does a lot of advocacy work. They do quite a lot of connecting and developing policy and expertise, things like all the information that comes out of the beehive, which there is a lot of. They'll go through and analyse it and feed that information out to their members. The members pay fees to be a part of LGNZ. And for that, we also get the ability to elect a representative from our zone to sit on the National Council, which is like the governance or the council board of LGNZ, and our representative on that is our mayor, Tim Cadogan. So it's pretty neat. They do a lot of excellent work, especially in that kind of advocacy space, talking about just maintaining what local democracy and a vision for a better New Zealand looks like, and just having a bit of expertise to help us out along the way with that.
Well, you're stepping in at a time where the government's making lots of changes around everything too, so it's going to be pretty busy, isn't it?
It is. It's a very, very busy time for local democracy in New Zealand. Yeah.
Now, we have two strong representatives on the LGNZ Executive Committee, yourself and Tim Cadogan. So how important is that for Central?
It's actually pretty cool, and it's rather unique. I don't think there are any other zones where both the National Council representative and the zone chair is from the same council. It's quite unusual, I guess. But it does mean that, once again, Central Otago is punching well above their weight in terms of representation on a national scale. So much of what happens in democracy around New Zealand happens within kind of conversations and partnerships. And whenever you go to something, you're always introduced by your name and your council. So I think the more times people hear Central Otago, the better.
And you have said in the past that you're looking for the right kind of growth for Central. So what are some of the projects, Tamer, that you're really passionate about?
There are some amazing projects coming to fruition. Some of them have been many years in the pipeline. The spatial planning is one that I have been really keen on. It started out with the Cromwell Master Plan, which people will have seen go through a few years ago. Since then, we've had the Vincent Plan, which falls under what we call Plan Change 19. That's meant to be coming to council hopefully next month. And then the Teviot Valley spatial plan is underway as well. So the idea is that all of our communities will have these plans that's going to show what growth should look like in our areas, and just making the most of our different environments, making sure that our growth happens in the right place and doesn't just spread out further and further from the town's boundaries, and recognising too that what people want from growth is changing. Many people are looking for smaller size sections or smaller sized homes or something that's a bit more integrated into communities with great walking and cycling trails available nearby. So it's really neat to see some freeing up of land in the right places so that we can better protect land in what might not be the right places that are better suited for farming and horticulture and viticulture, because we always need plenty of grapes for our wine.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important too, because everybody wants something different, obviously, for the community, but it's about trying to connect it and, as you say, not spreading it so it's just miles apart, right?
Absolutely. It makes it really difficult to get things like water pipes and sewage pipes to people's houses when we start putting them further and further apart. So that's one of the big things that I'm really excited on and then about. And then there are some other projects well underway or beginning to be underway, like the Cromwell Hall, which is going to be a fantastic asset for not just Cromwell, but wider throughout the district as well. The Omakau Hub, which I think is an amazing example of what communities can do when council chips in a little bit of money and then gets out of the way while the community kind of does the rest. They've been fantastic out there. And then Riverside Park, which should be stage one underway and hopefully completed by the end of the year, which will be amazing. Like, the town for many years had turned its back on one of our biggest assets. So it's really great to see the trust and some local business people as well really, I guess, put their money where their mouth is and make the most of a really huge opportunity for all of Central Otago, really. It's going to be fantastic.
As a former police officer, you would have seen some challenges firsthand in the community. How do you think this will help with your role at Local Government New Zealand?
Yeah, I've been thinking a bit about that, and I think probably the most helpful thing that I bring from policing is perseverance, patience, and a bit of persuasion, which are all pretty important when you're looking at negotiating and mediating and partnership building. It's much easier to get things done in this world if you're a collaborator rather than a bulldozer. But I think coming from that kind of background, I'm not afraid to have kind of the serious conversations or hold the line on a point that needs to be made. And I guess I've got some proven capabilities in high stress situations and also in managing some big egos. And sometimes big egos come with local politics, but that's fine. There is a place for everyone here.
Absolutely. That's great. So getting information out is a really important part of what you'll be doing. Who is the information for? Are you getting it to the community or who does it go to?
So this role for the Zone 6 chair is really about getting information out to all of our elected members. So mayors, chairs, community board members, councillors, we are all part of this group. And it can be a pretty isolating job, especially if you've not been in a public-facing role before that involves copping a bit of slack from your communities on occasion.
You've done that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a number of elected members come into roles around New Zealand with no contest. There just weren't enough people to fill the seats, and so you've put your hand up, it's you. And I think it's really important that we build a community whereby lots of people want to stand to help democracy survive in our communities. And that's only going to work if we support people once they get in there and not have them come in and do one term and just feel so isolated and in the deep end that they just never want to do that again. Part of that is working together cross boundaries to support each other. So one of the examples is the last 12 months or so, the CODC councillors from Central Otago, Queenstown Lakes District councillors and Otago Regional councillors, we've been having these sort of catch-ups somewhere in Cromwell, usually once every 3 or 4 months, just to have a bit of a chat with other people who understand, because it's not your usual Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 type job. And there are some real challenges coming, especially as we all head out with what our rates rises will look like. So it's quite neat to be able to talk through with other people who are in the same boat, what that means for them and how they, you know, put their best foot forward. So I'm hoping to extend that beyond our little inland Otago region and set up some kind of similar things for the coast and then through Southland as well.
Yeah, I think that's important, getting alongside people, because it's all very well to sit back and complain about everything the council does. But I mean, I know from even working and putting on local events, the amount of work that goes into everything, the amount of consultation and things that you have to do. So you're right. It's trying to get people interested, involved, but without being scared.
Absolutely. And some changes have come through over the last few years. One of the things that they did only at the last election was people were no longer required to put their home address on their application to become an elected member, which seems crazy. It's pretty great here, but not every community is as amazing as ours. So that was a big step in the right direction. We've also got a really strong young elected members committee within LGNZ now too, which I just scrape into because you had to be under 40. So I've got a little bit of time left, not much. But that's a really neat way for people who are thinking about standing but don't know heaps about it and would like to find out from someone, you know, more their age or with more their interest, to be able to put out information to all sorts of different people who are thinking that they might be interested in standing for their local council or their local community board. The more the merrier.
Yeah, it's really important to have people in different stages of life, right?
That's right, it is. And what's important to me and my family will be different from you and your family. Ages, stages, you know. You'll also want a lot of excellent playgrounds for taking, you know, grandkids and nieces and nephews and all that sort of thing too.
Yeah, exactly. So if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about local government New Zealand, Tamer, what's the best way to do that?
LGNZ have actually got a really great website with tons of information, including about who your zone chairs and your national council reps are, what LGNZ is, who they hang out with, what kind of things they offer, where they get their money from, which is always interesting. And then obviously CODC has a really great website too that's more tailored to what's going on in our communities. But I love this stuff. If anybody wants to ring me or email me and talk local government or stop me in the supermarket, love to. Absolutely.
Oh, that is so good. Well, congratulations on your new role and thank you for all the work you do in the community. It's been really great to chat to you today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet,
the voice of Central.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Outlet. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, please get in touch by clicking on the Contact Us button on the Central app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Central app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the main page of the Central app and wherever you get your podcasts.